Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Time for you some football here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Ravens added OTAs. Kyle Hamilton is there, which is good news. We'll talk to Vinny Serrato bottom of the hour about that very subject. But we travel around the National Football League kind of, sort of. We're going to concentrate on the Steelers, and in particular, their brand new quarterback, who's wearing number 8. And apparently jersey sales have been off the charts or off the rack. I did see the NFLPA said Lamar Jackson was 18th in merch sales in the National Football League over the last calendar year.
They've already been bought up. They're bought up 5, 6, 7 years ago.
What, the Lamar ones?
Well, I mean, if you already have a Lamar jersey, why are you buying another one? Anyone who wanted one would have bought one 5, 6 years ago.
Do you have one?
A Lamar jersey? No.
No?
No.
Are you a jersey guy?
Nah, I only have a couple.
Okay. So. Well, my wife has both the home and road purple. No, black. She got the black one. And a purple. Oh, she got 3. I bought them. My daughter has one. I have a Lamar t-shirt. Like, it's, you know, it's got the number 8. You know, I'm not going full on jersey.
Hey, those are cool. The jerseys.
Yeah.
They're comfortable.
Yeah, because I could spill stuff on those. I mean, I drop 120 on a jersey and I get my ketchup on it. I'm going to be running hot. But anyway, we're not here to talk about jerseys per se. We're here to talk about Aaron Rodgers. And he met with the media yesterday at their mandatory minicamp. Signed last week, 13.5. Could go up to almost 20. Depending on his performance. But, you know, why is Pittsburgh your spot?
You know, I think it starts with Mike Tomlin. I mean, I've been a fan of his for a long time. There's a few iconic franchises in the NFL. I played for one of them for 18 years. This is another one of those. There's something special about, obviously, this area. So many great quarterbacks are from Pittsburgh. I feel like Pittsburgh has been a part of my career from the beginning. Playing for Mike McCarthy for 13 years. Having Tom Clements, or Tommy Clements, depending on how old you are, as my quarterback coach forever.
Yeah, sorry, Jet, you didn't fall into that iconic franchise that he played for. But Aaron Rodgers, he mentioned Mike Tomlin. And like all cities, Nolan, your coach is the worst coach if your team doesn't win Super Bowls. And we talked to a lot of people that cover the Steelers, and we'll get into it once mini camps are over next week, or in a couple of weeks, rather. And Mike Tomlin faces criticism. But it seems as though he is greatly respected throughout the league by his peers and by players like Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's not a surprise at all that I think a prominent free agent goes there and cites him as a big reason for that. It's not a surprise to me at all. And as far as Tomlin's track record, I mean, he's dealt with a lot of head cases. I think Aaron's a little bit different, whereas some of the receivers that the Steelers have had over the years that have grown frustrated with their role or something like that. I mean, Aaron's just weird. He's still a head case, but he wouldn't not show up to practice or actively pout over his role or something like that. I feel like he might be a little easier to rein in.
Now, we had Jason Cole on yesterday, around this time, as a matter of fact, longtime NFL writer. And he talked about Aaron Rodgers and his quirkiness. and it's become more prominent since he's become maybe a less than MVP level quarterback. We're going to do his stats here from last year in a second. But, you know, I've burned a lot of brain cells over the years. I don't remember him for the majority of his Packer years till maybe a little bit later when he was first discount double checking all of that with the State Farm. I don't remember his personal life being kind of like tabloid fodder. That didn't really start to play until maybe, what, 8 years ago when he was with the, can't remember the, she's married to John Mulaney now, Olivia Munn.
Oh, okay.
And then Danica Patrick.
Right.
And then, you know, others, another actress or actor, excuse me, it's 2025, whose name escapes. Shanine Woodley, I believe her name was. Woodley! I don't remember him being, and then the ayahuasca thing kind of took him off the grid, and then with COVID, I've been immunized, and then found out he was. I don't remember him being that dopey when he was leading them to Super Bowl championships back in 2010.
No, I mean, there was that story about his family. They're like, oh, his family doesn't talk to him. That was during the Packers years. But right. When that came out, everyone was like, oh, what's wrong with his family? And now it's what's wrong with Aaron?
Yeah, what's their problem?
Look, he's weird. He just is. He's a weird guy. I don't know what the change was. I think towards the end of his Packers career, he was kind of doing that typical aging veteran stuff. You know, oh, am I going to run it back for one more year? You know, where he kind of dragged out that decision. That was maybe the early warning signs of him being a bit of an attention seeker and a spotlight seeker. But he's not the only player that's ever done that.
Oh,
so,
no, yeah. And then he grew his hair out and wouldn't tell anyone why. Turns out he was trying to be John Wick for Halloween. It's just like this real stupid story that got blown out by, you know, us a-holes in the media. But anyway, Aaron Rodgers, he waited. It was when Pat McAfee said, I'm trying to, you know, figure things out. Why the wait, man?
I wouldn't say it was super clear cut. I didn't want to shortchange the guys and be, you know, sign, but be elsewhere mentally or physically. Until I could be here and be all in, you know, I needed to take care of my business.
Whatever that business may be, apparently he got married. Again, I don't know. He had a wedding ring on, and he did confirm it was a wedding ring. Apparently his wife's name's Brittany with an I, and all of that good stuff.
That's trouble.
Yeah, but, yeah, what was Vinny saying about big butts and flat backs and all of that earlier? But, you know, he wanted to make sure his head was clear, man. I mean, he's in the spirit world, and he didn't want to shortchange the guys. There were videos of him a couple months back playing catch with DK Metcalf out in California. Well, apparently he's all in, and, you know, based on what we're listening to here and watching the video, it's in a relatively pleasant mood yesterday.
Well, the longer it dragged on, the speculation was only natural, right? Of like, what's the holdup? I even said it. I mean, what is there to decide on? Personal stuff aside, I think you should probably have an idea decently soon if you're in or out. At this point, I think he probably communicated to the Steelers, look, I'm pretty much in, but I don't intend to be there for voluntary stuff. So I don't want to go through the same stuff that I did with the Jets last year, which was, oh, I'm going to be there, or we expect him to be here, but all of a sudden he's in Egypt or wherever the hell he was.
Yeah, he's on the pyramids.
Right. And, you know, when asked about it, why were you there instead of the team? And he didn't have really that great of an answer. So I think his answer here makes a little more sense. He just wanted to avoid that headache. But I'd imagine the Steelers knew all along.
Yeah, or they would have probably made a more aggressive play at another quarterback. We'll come back, talk about more Steelers, Ravens, and all the fun stuff that goes with it as we talk to Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Then Vinny's going to be joining us live from One Winning Drive, another funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw coming up around 1:45 or so. Inside access at 2, and then it's Baltimore Baseball Tonight brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, live from Pickles, Orioles and Tigers. We'll preview that one more time. Orioles have lost 2 in a row, 3 of 4 after the 6-game winning streak. We're going to be down at Pickles, 5:30 it starts. We'll be there earlier than that. If you're coming to the game, stop by, say hello.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
From CBSSports.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show our friend and yours, Ryan Wilson. Ryan, what is up?
Good afternoon, Bob. Happy summer.
Same to you, man. And we were just talking about your new favorite quarterback, old Aaron Rodgers, there with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And drama aside, which I guess you can't, you know, readily dismiss, so I guess we'll bring some of it up, but looking at his numbers last year, 90 quarterback rating, 28 picks or 28 touchdowns, 11 picks, threw for, 38, almost 3,900 yards, 63% completion rate. If the Steelers get that from Aaron Rodgers, what does that mean for their offense and for the rest of the AFC North?
Yeah, that's what it gets. You know, it's funny. I may have talked about this last week. But I've said it a few times. If you look at the second half of last season, weeks 10 through 18, and compare Russ Wilson's numbers to Aaron Rodgers, they're virtually identical. And that's a Steelers team that ended up losing five in a row, I believe, to wrap things up in that season. So I think you get a team that wins slightly more than they lose. And, you know, Tomlin has his record intact. And then you're right back where you started in terms of trying to find a quarterback. I'm not angry at the idea of signing Aaron Rodgers because they didn't draft a quarterback. They didn't take Shooter Sanders, so I think a lot of fans are fine with that. They got Will Howard out of Ohio State in the sixth round, and he's developmental. And you can't go into the season with Mason Rudolph. So you're between a rock and a hard place, and the division, you know, no surprise here, it goes through Baltimore. The Bengals are working through their own concerns. They refuse to sign their first-round picks because of stupid contract language, and the Browns are the Browns. So I think the Steelers are a 500, and, you know, slightly better than 500 football team, and they're going to be up against it should they make it to the postseason again.
We were talking about this as well with Mike Tomlin. As Aaron Rodgers said, Mike Tomlin might be the main reason. I mean, there's 13 and a half million other ones, I guess, that could be 20 when it's all said and done, that he went to Pittsburgh in the first place. Steeler fans, like all sports fans, I guess, you know, they go running hot with their respective coach slash managers. But what's Tomlin's rep throughout the league, given the fact that, you know, they haven't won a Super Bowl in a while, not to dismiss winning one, they haven't won a playoff game in a while. Is he still kind of held in that high regard? If we're picking, like, the hierarchy of coaches, is he still among the maybe top five of them?
Yeah, no, I think so. And he's well-respected by every single player you talk to, and then folks around the league are have a lot of respect for him as well. And, you know, that's not just me talking as a Steelers fan and a someone who went to college with Mike Tomlin. It's someone that when you go to these pro days, Mike Tomlin is one of the most popular people there in terms of his relationship with other folks around the league and at college campuses. But also a lot of times these pro days, Bob, they have like recruits there. They'll have high school kids there. Maybe some of the freshmen or sophomore on the teams are there that are going to be graduating to perhaps starting roles the following season. And they're all goo-goo-eyed and gaga-ed over the fact that Mike Tomlin is in attendance. So, celebrity conversations aside, the fact that he's able to win more games than he's lost without Ben Roethlisberger and with the list of quarterbacks that he's had, I think that alone makes him still considered one of the best coaches. Now you can say, well, why don't they draft a quarterback? Well, they flubbed the Kenny Pickett pick. That 2022 class wasn't very good, and they've tried to sort of patch their way through it since. It was okay last year, and they didn't take a quarterback this year because it was a thin quarterback class. I think next year, no matter what, you got to take a quarterback in the first round, and you just got to pray that Arch Manning pulls an Eli Manning and refuses to go to anywhere, but in this case, Pittsburgh. That would solve a lot of problems.
Their running game's going to be what this year, Pittsburgh? A franchise still predicated on running the football. I mean, Bradshaw would go off. Roethlisberger would have these monster years, but the Steelers could always run the ball. What's going to be happening with this running game this season with Najee Harris now off to other destinations?
Yeah, Jalen Warren's still there. They signed Kenneth Gainwell, but they made a point in the draft to revisit that running back room, and they got Caleb Johnson out of Iowa in round three. Arthur Zone likes to run outside zone. Arthur Smith does, and that's exactly what Caleb Johnson had success at Iowa. He only ran a 4.57. He plays a little faster than that, I think, but he's a one-cut-and-go guy. So if he's successful in that scheme, and I think he will, and let's say he gets 65% of Le'Veon Bell, that's an absolute home run. And some people say, well, Aaron Rodgers wants to have control of the offense. I would imagine at 41 years old, Aaron Rodgers would love the idea of having a running game so he does not have to do everything. So I can't imagine he would have any concerns with an effective running game to make his life a little easier, especially now that George Pickens isn't on the roster and they need a number two receiver, which is another concern on the to-do list for Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan.
Now with T.J. Watt, I mean, he wants a new deal and he's probably earned one and then some. How dramatic will this thing get in the coming weeks?
I think it'll get Pittsburgh dramatic, but not dramatic compared to other teams around the league. I think, you know, if he wants $40 million and 1 cent more than Myles Garrett, I think he deserves it and will probably get it. The bigger issue for me isn't the Pittsburgh thing, because I would be shocked if this doesn't get done and that makes both sides happy to some degree. It's the fact that the Cowboys continue to drag their feet. They waited to pay Dak Prescott $55 or $60, it might be $60 million a year. I can't keep up. They paid CeeDee Lamb, $34 million a year wide receiver. They're dragging their feet on Micah Parsons. If you pay Micah now, you may not have to pay him $41 million a year. If you wait until after T.J. Watt, they're going to have to pay him $41 million a year. So now you're talking about $148 million or so tied to three players in Dallas. And then, you know, how are you expected to win like that? I think that story is less interesting in Pittsburgh because I think it gets taken care of. I'm always curious about why Jerry Jones and company, they just refuse not to do things quicker rather than later.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Woman Crush Wednesday. Get to the NFC. The Washington Commanders made that magical run to the NFC Championship game, but Terry McLaurin is now a holdout right now. What's going to be the bigger story for Washington, however, next few weeks? The fact that McLaurin wants new money and probably has earned it, or the fact that they didn't address their running back situation? Brian Robinson always looks like the guy who's going to be on the verge of breaking through to the next side, like James Cook, I guess, last year for the Bills. Eckler's, you know, at this stage of his career, descending. So what's going to be the bigger deal for Washington fans to follow as we head into training camp?
Yeah, I'm not that worried about the running game. They drafted Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt out of Arizona, and not a lot of folks know who he is. Only played one game last season, but he was in New Mexico before that. He's pretty explosive. And also, by the way, Jaden Daniels is essentially a running threat. You've got to be careful not to let him take a bunch of hits. I think the bigger issue will be how this Terry McLaurin thing sorts itself out. I think this gets done as well, in part because of the young quarterback that I mentioned, in part because even though you have Deebo Samuel, he's not known as an elite route runner. Terry McLaurin is. And after that, you have Noah Brown, you have Luke McCaffrey, who you drafted last year, and Jalen Lane, who you drafted this year. So you got to be careful. Michael Gallup's on the roster, but he's battled injuries in recent years, about upsetting the apple cart, if you will, in the wide receiver room. So I think Terry gets paid. I think currently he makes like number 16 overall wide receiver money, which is certainly a slap in the face, but that's how contracts have gone in recent years. So I think he gets inside the top five or the top four. And he's earned it. And it's just a matter of when they get that sorted out. Dan Quinn didn't seem too concerned about it. So for now, in a post-Dan Snyder world, I'm not going to be worried about it either.
Now, Ryan, you mentioned teams having some bottom-out stuff and some drama and all the good stuff there. We'll start with San Francisco. I mean, Brock Purdy got paid. I mean, Christian McCaffrey looks like he's having fun based on what I see on the interweb there. But what version of the 49ers are we getting? The one that bottomed out with injuries last year, even if they're healthy, or the one that's, you know, made a couple of Super Bowls?
Yeah, I think it's going to be closer to the playoff teams we're used to seeing because of the injuries you talked about. And they made a point to get after it on defense in that draft. So they got stronger in the front seven, and especially in the front four. And I think that's where they knew they had to fix a lot of their concerns. Drafted Michael Williams in the first round. They got a couple of defensive tackles on day two. And then you have Brandon Ayuk coming back from that ACL. He may not be ready for the start of the season, but you do have Ricky Pearsall, last year's first-round pick, who's now healthy. You will have him available. And then, of course, most importantly, outside of Brock Purdy, you're going to have Christian McCaffrey back. They gave George Kittle that big deal. I think that this team is going to be much closer to contending for the division than the one that just couldn't get out of its own way just because of injuries last year.
All right, circle back to the North real quick. AFC, that is. You mentioned Bengals having a hard time signing people. Trey Hendrickson, that's well documented. Took care of the offensive guys. That's great. But what the hell's going on with Shamar Stewart, their first-round draft pick? Some would say, I think Vinny's one of them, that they reached to pick him in the first place.
Yeah. It's unclear to me what the Bengals are trying to accomplish. There are agents that don't want to send their players to Cincinnati. And obviously Shamar Stewart got drafted by them. So he's quote unquote stuck there, but he's saying the quiet part out loud that the Bengals are trying to switch up how they do contracts, and that's fine. They can do whatever they choose, but the same contract they gave Amari Sims last year, who went one pick after where they took Shamar Stewart this year, includes language that involves injury concerns and payment. I don't remember the details exactly off the top of my head. But Shamar's like, I just want what other people have had. I'm not asking for anything more than that. And he said yesterday that the Bengals would rather be right than get this thing taken care of. And that's not something you want to hear from any player in your roster, let alone the guy you drafted 6 weeks ago first overall. And by the way, this defense stinks. They need guys like Shamar Stewart out there. So they're shooting themselves in the foot while, you know, the teams like the Ravens are going about their business and getting ready for football.
He's Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, joins us every Wednesday. Ryan, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Bob.
You got it, buddy. We'll cut back, go out to One Winning Drive with Vinny Serrato, get an attendance report for OTAs. Another one tomorrow. Lamar's not there, but Kyle Hamilton is. That's cool, I guess.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Let's bring in Vinny Serrato. Vinny, it's a little hot out there today, it seems. So what kind of action we looking at?
Yeah, it's very hot today, Bob. Bisciotti's here today.
Steve Bisciotti?
So I think, yep, he's out there standing out in the middle of the field with Harbs, checking out his football team. So that's a first for a while. Usually comes to mandatory, but he's here today. So that was kind of an interesting note. And you know what else I think is good, Bob? Like, there's no Derrick Henry, no Justice Hill. So Keaton Mitchell and Ali are getting all the reps. You know, I think that's a good thing. I mean, for those guys to get a ton of work is a good thing. And Corey Bullock is getting some work, Bob, at both guards with the one. They, you know, like Falele will roll out and Bullock will play there. And then, you know, he'll play left guard. So he's getting some work with the one. So he must be impressing some people, which is a good thing. The other, Marlon's not here. Like I said, Henry, Ali are not here. Like, Zay's here, but he's not, you know, I mean, he's standing next to the coach with no helmet.
Okay.
So he's kind of assistant coach today. So I'm guessing, Bob, tomorrow is going to be a light day. You know, if a lot of the veterans aren't here today, and one that's kind of shocking that's not here, Bob, is Mike Green. Now, he should be here, but who knows if he's got, you know, tweaked something, you know, why he's not out here today. The other thing is Armour Davis get a lot of work at safety, Bob.
Okay.
And TJ Tampa, because Marlon's not here, he's getting work with the ones, which, you know, and then they put Armour Davis on the inside and stuff. So, yeah, that's good, too, that, you know, those guys are getting a lot of work. But you know what? Old Roquan, he comes every day. You know, I mean, he's here every day. So that's a positive. And the whole O-line is here, which is a good thing, too. You know, that's a good thing. And no Likely.
Now, you mentioned running back, Ali and Keaton Mitchell, and you know, we've talked a lot about Keaton Mitchell getting back to what he was with that explosive burst from 2 years ago. What about Rasheen Ali? I mean, is this a guy that's going to make the team? Is he a bubble guy? What does he have to do to impress the coaches and Todd Monken that, you know, he can be a help to this ball club?
Well, I mean, I don't know how you keep four tailbacks, basically, and a fullback. So right. Are you keeping five? You know, are you going to keep five? Maybe they do keep five, you know, and then Ali, you know, if Keith Mitchell's doing the kick returns and Wester's doing, you know, the punt returns, I don't see how you do it. Because the other thing, Bob, is, you know, if you're having Wester, then you're keeping six receivers active. And then are you only having, you know, four running backs active? Then if that's the case, then you can. So it's going to be a numbers type game.
Now, Bo Braid, we talked about him a couple of days ago. Any status report on him? Went down with a leg injury.
Nothing. Have not heard anything. I don't think anybody said anything, Bob. I've, you know, talked to some of the other reporters. Name hadn't even really come up because I don't, you know, they're not going to talk about injuries. So I haven't seen him, you know, so it's just a sad deal. You know, it's just a sad deal, in my opinion.
What else do we need to know about what's happening at One Winning Drive? Any on this Woman Crush Wednesday in regards to OTAs? Got another one tomorrow, and then it's mandatory stuff next week.
Yep. And the thing about when I go out here, Bob, I'll probably get a chance. Loop is up today, so he'll be kicking today. So I'll get a chance to check out Tyler Loop. And the wind's blowing a little bit more today, which, you know, may affect some things a little bit. So that'll be interesting to watch. And then I was watching Kyle Hamilton. I mean, Bob, like doing their individual drill. He's got such good feet and hips. You know, he's just so fluid, you know, so. What's he missed? Every practice but one, he still looks really good.
and when Nate Wiggins, of course, we know that the upside there is immense, and he's going to be a starter this season. I'm guessing he's going to be primed for, I'll say, a breakout year, but a year in which you're justifying the first-round status.
Yeah, and Bob, I have not seen him, like, in the drill. I haven't seen him grabbing receivers like he did all the time last year. At this time of the year. So maybe he's learned there and he's gained 10 pounds. So he's probably got a lot more confidence playing and stuff. So, you know, that always helps.
Vinny Serrato live from One Winning Drive. Anything else we need to know before we let you get out there and observe a little bit more?
I think that's about it. I'll be able to report on old Looper tomorrow.
All right, cool. Who's speaking to the media? Do we know that one?
Hold on 1 second.
Tom, who's talking to the media today?
Hold on a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Here. Go on with Haney right here. Tell him.
Coach Harbaugh, Chuck Smith, Adisa Isaac, and Tavius Robinson.
Tom, that's a great list. Appreciate the intel, my friend. Get back to work.
All righty. Thanks,
all right, Tom. All right. See you guys. There's Vinny Serrato out there at One Winning Drive. We'll come back, reset the program for you, take a trip through the funhouse. Inside Access coming up at 2. Then it's BBT live from Pickles, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Me, Nolan, and Jim Hunter. Orioles need a win. Hopefully Zach Eflin can help them get it. Brian Wilson passed away today, the founder, main songwriter for the Beach Boys at the age of 82. He was so prolific as a songwriter and arranger that John Lennon and Paul McCartney were in awe of him, his skills back in the 60s. And his cousin, Mike Love, also co-songwriter for the Beach Boys, was Kevin Love's uncle, because Kevin Love's dad, Stan, was Mike Love's brother. And Stan Love used to play for the Baltimore Bullets, was a first-round draft pick. So it does kind of circle back to sports. We lost Sly Stone, music world, earlier this week as well, also 82 years old. Sly Stone, for some of you younger guys, and by the way, when he was in his heyday, I was a young kid, but he was Prince before Prince. Sly and the Family Stone. So rest in peace to the two Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. And David Greenwood passed away as well. UCLA All-American, won an NBA title with the Pistons back in 1990. But he was a great part of John Wooden's last recruiting class out there at UCLA. But he was the second pick in the draft at 79 behind Magic Johnson. The Lakers beat the Bulls in a coin flip for that first pick, and Magic obviously went to L.A. and, you know, became one of the great, in my opinion, the greatest point guard in the history of the league. David Greenwood had a good career. Great college player, but did get a ring. So rest in peace to all three of those. All of them.
Now, usually when a musician, a notable musician at that, passes away, they're an easy choice for Featured Artist Friday to honor them. But we had a tough choice here between Sly and the Beach Boys. Mm. Maybe just do it the next 2 weeks, leave it up to a vote. Or we got time. We'll figure it out tomorrow.
Or we could flip it up either or. You know what I'm saying? We can flip them back and forth. It's
could
up to
be
you.
A tribute week.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out tomorrow.
We're both worthy.
Gauge the people's interest.
No doubt. Now, Nolan, you and I are going to be down at Pickles tonight as Zach Eflin takes on Casey Mize across the street at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. So, optimism level for this game is what?
Rather low.
Okay.
That might be the best way to describe it. I mean, hey, 10 runs. I got a vested interest here. Bob's already doubling down for no reason. We're not going to hold you to that, by the way. If for some funky reason.
I should have been double or nothing. That would have been more.
Prudent. I probably wouldn't have taken it.
Sure, because that would have been a stupid move on your part.
Well, I mean, the Orioles probably aren't going to score 10 runs.
Or the next
but
couple
I wouldn't,
of nights.
Yeah. Is that for the entire series? No. Look, I mean, we mentioned Casey Mize earlier in the show. He's great. Really strong pitcher. Really can't dispute the stuff. But he's had a couple short outings in a row here, so it just leaves me a little bit confused or wondering if it's possible to maybe get him out of there early. Maybe you have better luck off the bullpen. Obviously, that wasn't the case last night, so maybe it's all a moot point.
It seems as though it's been years. I know they got up to the early uprising against the A's Friday, a game they eventually lost, unfortunately. I mean, how about a five spot in the first? Last time they batted around. Seriously. I mean, it was almost commonplace in the second half of 22, 23. And then last year around this time, they were bashing away at any pitching that would come their way. Well, when's the last time they've just really just blasted and just did their thing and pirate hats flying all? Mr. Splash, does he still work there? Last time we've seen him.
I think he's had to bend the rules. It used to be
full effect.
Home runs only or dazzling web gem catch to now it's been reduced to bloop singles and walks.
Yeah, times are tough. He might be getting laid off soon if the Orioles don't get this offense rolling. We got time to go to Funhouse?
We do.
Let's do it.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
1057, The Fan.
Start with the Orioles here. Texter says, sure, there was a little hope with the team on that six-game win streak, but all that truly meant at the time is that they weren't a 300-level ball club. Now, in reality, with everything we've seen, we still know that they're not a 500 team either. I think best-case scenario is 70 wins for them, reset in the offseason with the adequate spending.
Yeah, and they're going to have to spend. I think we've talked about that because they have a ton of free agents. They're going to be just losing players because they're not under contract any longer once the year is completed. I'm starting to circle back to something we talked about during the AL East report about an hour ago. I mean, Toronto, I guess they're back. I mean, if the playoffs started today, they'd be in. They're red hot. They're four games out of first. They sucked last year. A lot of guys were underachieving. They had some injuries after making the playoffs 2 years in a row. Maybe this is the Blue Jays 24. After making the playoffs, the Orioles 23-24, winning the division, winning 100 games in 23. Maybe they'll have their mulligan season. And then next year, you know, you still have a young core to build around. They need to supplement the rotation. Hope that Bradish and Wells, et cetera, get healthy. Maybe next year, because they're not rebuilding. As we talk about with Ryan Ripken, they're retooling in the offseason.
Right, but Blue Jays also a cautionary tale. I mean, whatever they end up doing this year, it's going to be on the tail end of your core players' arbitration years. They already landed Vlad Guerrero Jr. long-term. See what happens with Bichette. But in terms of those young, controllable, cheap years, relatively speaking, they failed. So you're hoping the Orioles don't suffer a similar fate.
And they kind of bought their rotation, too. Mm-hmm. Something the Orioles might have to do this offseason.
More thoughts on the Orioles. Texter says the team was never back. Wouldn't have even been back if they won 10 in a row. They have fundamental flaws in every facet of the game. I don't think people want to acknowledge how much actually needs to change in the offseason. It's more than just one or two starting pitchers.
No, they need to get a little more dedicated to situational hitting. I think the power numbers should kind of take care of themselves because you still have guys that are capable of big years. They might not have an Aaron Judge level thumper or Shohei, but most teams don't. But who's that guy that's going to ultimately replace a Santander's 44? We thought it was going to be Tyler O'Neill. Looks like Tony Manzolino was saying yesterday that he and Sanchez will probably be active when they hit the road next week. But exactly what are you getting from either one of those guys right now?
Last text of the day, this one on the Ravens, says it's going to be hard for Lamar and the offense to get better this season, not because they don't have the talent, but because I just don't know how much better they can be without rewriting the history books. Lamar was already doing that last year, 40 touchdowns, only 4 picks. Ultimately, they don't need to have better stats, just be better in January.
Yeah, and be better with penalties and, you know, sustained drives instead of being in some third, second, and long situations, which I guess could make you a lot more predictable to the opposing defense. But, you know, one problem the Ravens won't have, we don't believe, is putting points on the board. But it all goes back to the ultimate Ravens argument. What are you going to do in the playoffs? And if Loop sucks, then they got a problem there as well, replacing Justin Tucker, who won a lot of games for them, including playoff, and helped them win Super Bowls and all of that fun stuff. That's going to do it for us. We're going to be back tomorrow. Total Request Thursday. Manola and I, along with Jim Hunter, we will be at Pickles coming up in about 3.5 hours. So if you're coming to the game, stop by, say hi to us. You'll see this big tent that says Baltimore Baseball Tonight on it. And if that's not clear enough for you, we're going to be standing literally next to that big yellow bus known as the Crush Bus. So come on and check us out. And we're actually wearing our 105.7 The Fan gear, too. So if you can't spot us, I don't know what to tell you. Inside Access coming up next. So for Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning or tonight. For now, class dismissed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.